It's a real honor to be able to come up here and introduce this next group. Mm-hmm. Buck White's musical career started back in Texas, where he played at dance halls and for radio shows with various bands, becoming proficient both at honky-tonk piano and, of course, bluegrass mandolin. In the 1960s, he moved to Arkansas, where he and his wife started a group with another couple called the Down Home Folks, which might ring a bell to a few of you. And soon, the daughters Cheryl and Sharon joined the band. In 1971, the family moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where Buck and his daughters could pursue a more serious musical career, and that they did, recording 5 acclaimed albums as Buck White and the Down Home Folks, and working a very busy touring schedule, which included a tour with Emmylou Harris. By the early 1980s, they had changed their name to the Whites to emphasize their family ties, and they gained success in the country music industry with a succession of top 20 hits on Billboard's country charts. In 1984, they were inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, and as Country Music Magazine says of them, the Whites just want to play you their stuff, sing you back home, and bring a little joy into your life. So be prepared for a joyful experience. Make welcome the Whites.
Ooh, 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 ooh. much. Thank you. Well, we've had a great day here today. We've had a wonderful time. This is our second time to play the Joe Bow Festival. Last year was the first time. And we had so much fun, and we were so thrilled when they asked us to come back this year. And we had a big old time. Thank you. Had a great time at our workshop this afternoon. I think we about talked their arms off. So if you see a bunch of people walking around with no arms and no face, we talked their face off too. I mean, just we did sing some, but had a wonderful time. And we're just singing some old songs tonight. That last one is on the very first album that we ever cut. When we moved to Nashville in 1971, we lived there just a few months and cut our first record, our first album. And yes, I call them records and albums. That's what they were. That's what they are. Amen. That's what they are. Besides, I'm old. That's
Oh, did you hear that? You're not old, you're vintage.
Ooh, I like that. I like being vintage. I do like that. That has some class about it. But that song was on the first album that we did. It's called Buck White and the Down Home Folks. Mama sang it, and this next song was actually on that record too. It's an old country classic called Make and Believe.
Somebody's love.
You'll never be mine. Make it believe. I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Make it believe.
Blessed, really.
Somebody friend told me today at the workshop, she said, I know why we love y'all. It's like your dad is everybody's dad. She said, he says stuff and y'all roll your eyes and says, well, you never know what he's going to say. And she said, yup, that's everybody's dad. Oh, we're so blessed to get to still be playing music with our dad after all these years. It's 81 years old.
Oh, I hope it don't ring too.
Oh no, it's
I said I hope your phone don't ring.
He don't want to miss that call.
Well, his fan club has a
this is a crazy world. It's going too fast for me, I tell you, I'm too old fashioned.
Why don't we do something classical?
Classical?
Cheryl really loves classical music.
Oh, yeah. Girl invitation.
Yeah, you could.
I won't.
Not this year. Okay. Well.
You want me to play this fast or half?
Kind of a little fast half. Don't forget tumbleweed.
With a tumbling tumbleweed, cares
drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Sing this song, Dale Moore's.
Wally Walker
and Gene Sullivan.
Is that right? Something like that.
No, you don't remember it?
That's why I'm blue.
another song from that very first album we did a long time ago. We hadn't played it in a long time until this weekend. So Daddy wrote it. It's an instrumental called Indian Blood. Our good friend Steve Thomas is playing fiddle and guitar for us this weekend. The first professional job that Steve ever had as a musician, he worked with the Del McCurry Band back in 1982. And he's worked with Jim and Jesse. He's worked with, he's done some work with the Osborne Brothers. He's done some work with the Whites. He worked a long time on the roads with the Whites back in the 80s.
He worked with Barbara Mandrell.
He did. And Brooks and Dunn.
Montgomery Chit.
Kenny Chesney. Just to name a few. We're name dropping.
What'd you do with Barbara anyway?
I did a lot of that Elvis clambake move, you know.
He danced with her, so.
He did.
He likes this
better. This is my favorite. I can say that with a honest heart before the good Lord. This is my favorite. They're like family. They're just wonderful.
Well, we thank the Lord for bringing us back together to play some more music together. I'll tell you that. We're going to do a song that was written by my mother's brother, Uncle Glenn. He was a great, great songwriter, and we did several of his songs. This is one that Cheryl does a great job called The Cowboy Lives Forever.
Thank you.
the western plain. Rain to fall and straight like a cactus tree. His home range stretches from the white main. He's you, he's your brother.
We have had several requests to do this song. We did it in the workshop this afternoon and got the whole group to sing with us, and it was really pretty in there. And I love this song. Don't sing it often enough.
Ron asked for it, so he knows. He knows more of the words to our songs than we do.
Yeah. He's been great. He's reminding us of a lot of songs that we need to pull out of the, get them off the shelf and dust them off.
Yeah.
Do them again. I hope y'all like this one. It's called Home. Many an hour, all
tiring life. And the trains come and go, but inside you know the struggle will soon be alright.
Sure love to do them. It's just kind of hard to know which ones y'all might want to hear, so we're just gonna try something. Oh shoot, he was joking. Is it just not that one? Oh. How did he know which one that was?
Caught in a whirlwind of all my highway,
heeding the signs along the way. They're the roadmap in simple direction.
Lord, take some time to help a traveler pass the line. There'll be a few hills to climb.
Take your time if you ever expect to get to the other side. You've got to follow, follow, follow the leader.
He's traveled every road and he already knows the way.
He's forged up a river and climbed up a mountain.
Oh, walk on the water, held back the rolling tide.
You've got to follow, follow the leader if you ever expect to get to the other side.
Some help that you can't get from your neighbor or your loved ones. You got to go to a higher power. Amen.
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 What this song's about.
Now I know I just can't take it anymore.
begging you please to help me. With an humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please to help me. With an humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please.
We've been a delightful audience, and we're just happy to be here and be able to do what we like to do and call it work if you want to, but it's fun.
We're going to ask you to sing along with us on this last song. I'm sure you've heard
You're
it.
You're invited.
Because before, and I must say, thank you to Eric Levinson for letting me use his bass fiddle. Anybody that knows, it is so hard to get you on the bass on an airplane. I really appreciate
it. Good to see all these old friends of ours. I start to say folks, but they're friends.
We're going to sing you a song that we've been singing this a long time before we ever did it in that movie. Now, we're real glad we got asked to do it in that movie. But we were singing it because we love the message in this song. We felt like we always got to honor the Carter family, who were really the first family of country music. And this song is a song of hope and encouragement and lifts up the Lord. And we always want to do that because we're just so thankful to Him for letting us pick and sing together and to go around and meet so many people. We just can't tell you how thankful we are to be here again this year. So it'll make you feel good to sing with us, maybe it'll make us feel good.
Make us feel good too.
Dark and a troubled side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. Though you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side you also made you. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. Today, crushing hope that we cherish so deep, the cloud and storm will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. With a song of hope each day, though the moment may cloudy your faith, and let us trust in our Savior always. He'll keep us everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
It
will help us every day.
One more. lovely. God bless you. Thank you so much. People are also friendly, and wish we could stay a week or so, but business at home, you know.
Thank y'all so much for receiving us so sweetly.
We've met nothing but nice people here. I'm telling you, it's been
great. I ain't talking about Southern hospitality, but let me tell you, Northern hospitality is mighty fine.
Festival, Sheraton Hotel, Framingham, Massachusetts, 2/18/2012, FOB, DRFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722, 12th row, seat 10, 6 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 22 of 2012. Happy birthday, Rama.
variety of songs you get today. Hope you like them.
How'd you know?
It's running.
We'll give you a chance to catch it. On the phone now.
Hey, Slick.
We won't interrupt you. Sorry.
Hey, Slick, Rolf.
I started to say, I didn't want to interrupt your phone call. Sorry.
Put a little powder on his head. The glare's bouncing off that light.
What I wanted to say was thanks for... Daddy.
Oh, okay.
He needs to. And him too. No, I was going
to
say thanks for reminding us of that song. Hadn't thought of that one in a long time, and we will write it down and yeah.
We'll learn.
We're going to do this one just for you.
And we might do some of them at the work.
Yeah,
well, I wish you're sitting on the front row.
We do have a workshop in just a little while.
3 o'clock.
You remember that?
Workshop.
It's a vocal workshop, so maybe some of the songs that you're asking for, we might get Brady
to try.
This is a gospel song. It is an old Lubin Brothers song, and I love the message of this song. I think it's a true song, but it's called I Just Steal Away and Pray. Every time I do a deed I shouldn't do, every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I do, it will bring a blessing too. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away, away. Coming up, I think that's at 3 o'clock.
Yes. And the fiddle workshop's at 4.
Okay. Cheryl knows all the times.
I'm trying to see somebody else besides us, but it ain't working out so good yet. But so much good stuff going on. It's a full day. You can spend all day at any number
of places. Don't be afraid to stop and talk to me. Okay. okay? Holler me down.
Make sure you got lots of time.
In the meantime.
For any of us, I'm talking about all of us.
Yeah, right.
Special consensus is coming up next, but right now we've got a raffle.